فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani. Please stay tuned.
شما فقط در قرآن میبینید که تقدم و تأخر دارد، یعنی اول تقوا مطرح میشه بعد سر.
There is only one instance in the Holy Quran where piety is mentioned before patience. This appears only in Surah Yusuf when Prophet Joseph's brothers entered his presence. They said, "Are you really Joseph?" He replied, "I am Joseph and this is my brother. Allah has shown us favor. Indeed, if one is pious and patient, Allah shall not waste the reward of the virtuous." This is the only place in the Quran where piety is mentioned before patience. Otherwise, if you examine the whole Quran, you will never see piety being mentioned before patience. Of course, in this ayah, Allah quotes Joseph's words. He is actually saying, "This is what Prophet Joseph said." Not that I'm saying this. This is surely a quotation of Joseph's words. Allah does not intend to use this verse to promote a charter for mankind. No, this is not the case. So we must not use this quotation to infer subjects pertaining to Islamic ideology. What is important is what Allah Himself has declared as a charter for mankind. We must see how He Himself, that is Allah, explains the concept. Now, as for the kind of piety which pertains to our actions, we mentioned the ayahs of the Quran. Now, let's take a look at our narrations.
در باب اعمال آیات بود روایات.
امام علی علیه السلام states, "The one who abandons piety has been deceived by the pleasures and carnal desires and has indeed become trapped in the labyrinth of things and must suffer a great many consequences." We have another narration by Prophet Muhammad that when he wants to interpret the meaning of patience and those who are patient, he states, "They are those who show patience in obeying Allah and refraining from disobeying Him." This is the first level of piety, that is, the general piety, which requires patience. So patience must be exercised with respect to performing the obligatory act, wajibat, and refraining from the unlawful acts, muharramat. ف Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulema's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all and fi amanillah.